The Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series, introducing you to the community and industry leaders aiming to make Kerry a premier business events destination and a place to do business.
Jimmy Deanahan is chairman of the governing board of Munster Technological University. A politician for 33 years, he held three ministries in Dáil Éireann, including being the inaugural minister for the diaspora. A secondary school teacher by trade, Jimmy Deanahan captained the Kerry football team in 1981 when they won their fourth All-Ireland title in a row. Jimmy Deanahan also serves on the boards of a number of charity and arts-related organisations and is a board member of Kerry Convention Bureau. Jimmy, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Congratulations on being chosen as one of the founding ambassadors in the Kerry Ambassador Programme. How did it feel to be chosen as one of those 37 founding ambassadors?
Well, it's an honour and I'm delighted I was chosen. It gives me another opportunity to represent Kerry in a different way. In the past, I represented Kerry in the football field for 12 years, from minor to senior. And then I represented Kerry in the Dáil and Shannon for 33 years. So this just gives me another platform on which to promote Kerry and again show my, I suppose, a commitment to my county as well.
Mm-hmm. And the Global Economic Summit will take place at the Europe Hotel in Killarney from May 20th to 22nd. And we'll talk about that shortly and the role that you played in referring the organisers of this event to the Kerry Convention Bureau. But first of all, I know you touched on it there. Can you discuss, I suppose, in more detail your own extensive experience in politics, the arts, education, sports and serving on boards and how all of that then can be beneficial for your role as a Kerry ambassador?
Well, for a number of years I represented Kerry on the playing pitch, and during that period of time we travelled all over the world, especially to North America, to Australia. So then I made very important contacts and I could see the possibility for making major connections for Kerry even through sport. And then in politics, of course, it was a different form of connection. But in 1991, I did a tour of North America, started in San Diego and made very important connections there. I went to America to try to attract industry to Kerry. That succeeded to some extent, but certainly I succeeded in connecting Kerry with different cities and it benefited Kerry from a tourism point of view. And for example, in San Diego, I made contact with the Lynch family, just to name one particular family with strong connections with Kerry. That was John Lynch, and his son is John Lynch, who was the great American footballer, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame for American footballers, who managed the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl this year and 2 years ago, and also captained the Tampa Bay team that won the Super Bowl back in 2003. So that was in itself a huge connection. For example, the whole Lynch family now are coming to Ballybunion on the 17th of June to celebrate their connection with Ballybunion. John Lynch Sr. is writing a book on the Lynch connection with Ballybunion. But more importantly, the local island funds, they donated a considerable amount of money to St. John's Theatre and Arts Centre in Listowel, and also to the Lartigue. And it was all because of that little connection that I made in San Diego at that time. Then, during that visit, I went to San Jose and made a huge connection there with the mayor of San Jose, Tom McHenry, whose family comes from North Kerry. His grandmother and grandfather were North Kerry people, the McHenrys and the Costellos. And we twinned Los Gatos, which is in the centre of Silicon Valley at that time, with Listowel. And that resulted in numerous visits to Listowel and North Kerry into Kerry afterwards by people from San Jose and Los Gatos and the Silicon Valley. And that same visit, I went to places like Boston. And at the time, Janjo Summers was, as they described him, the Dion of the pubs in Boston. He had something like 10 pubs. Unfortunately, John Joe passed away some years ago, but his family still run all those pubs and are very much involved in the whole Irish community there. And Chicago, I met people like the Flanagans and Dave Cahill and New York. And recently, in the last few years, for example, the Kerry County Board had fundraisers over there for the Centre of Excellence, and I was able to connect with some of my friends in New York, for example, Morris Regan, who was very much part of the network there, who gave considerable help. Only for him, definitely the Kerry County Board wouldn't have made as much money for the Centre of Excellence, and he struck up a very good friendship with Patrick O'Sullivan, chairperson of the County Board. And the same in Chicago, people like Dave Cahill, as I said, and the Flanagans, they were all very helpful afterwards. So because of that connection with those cities, and I then experienced at first hand how supportive they could be, how beneficial they could be for Kerry, I'm delighted now to use that kind of connection again with the Ambassador Programme. And then I served for 2 years as Minister for Diaspora. I was the first Minister for the Diaspora. And that was not a great experience, and it was very much focused on economic development as well as supporting local charities in the various cities and so on. But economic development was very much part of it. And also, I suppose, identifying Irish people, and I always looked out for Kerry people who are doing well in various ways, who are trending in industry, in the tech industry, in fintech and other areas. So that was a very good experience as well. So looking at the Gaelic football experience and my experience then as a politician and Minister for the Diaspora and indeed Minister for the Arts, I'm bringing all that to bear now on being an ambassador for Kerry for the future. So I hope it'll benefit Kerry.
Absolutely, they're amazing links that you've created there. We'll go back to what we mentioned earlier. You introduced the organisers of this upcoming Global Economic Summit to the Kerry Convention Bureau, who have been able to provide a wide range of practical support and assistance to them as they put in place plans to bring 400 business leaders, policymakers and thinkers from around the world to gather in Killarney in May. And there they'll develop solutions to global challenges such as climate change and economic equality. Can you talk to us then about your role in supporting this event to come to Kerry and the importance of getting the Bureau involved at that early planning stage?
Yes, well, I know Inda Kinnean, who is now the owner of the Irish Business Post, and this is very much an initiative by the Business Post. And I know Inda, actually, I met him in San Diego in 1994. We both led the parade back then. Inda had a major profile as a sailor. He sailed around the world single-handedly. So he put me in contact with Megan Cassidy, who is the MD for the Global Economic Summit. And when Megan, again, described what they wanted to do or their vision, what they wanted to do in Killarney, they had already decided that they would do the summit in Killarney. So I suppose, informed her of the existence of the Kerry Convention Bureau, of which I'm a member, and I connected her then with Becky Hargrove, the manager of the Kerry Convention Bureau. And the Convention Bureau really was of major assistance to Megan at that particular time. Overflow accommodation, for example, what was available in Killarney and in Kerry. And also he introduced her to the organisers of key local stakeholders, for example, and media, for example. And also she was able to provide information on Kerry's sustainability credentials, which is very important, obviously, because it's very much part of the summit.
Yes, indeed. Kerry ranked number 19 out of 100 international destinations in the 2023 Global Destination Sustainability Index.
Becky was able to, I suppose, refer Megan as well to associate member destination management companies to quote for providing logistical support for the summit, which was very important. And more importantly, she was able to introduce Megan to Meet in Ireland, which is a Fault Ireland initiative, and that was very important as well. So having the Convention Bureau in Kerry will be a major factor in ensuring the success of the summit in May.
And do you believe having the Kerry Convention Bureau gives the county a competitive edge over other areas that don't have such an organisation to work on attracting business tourism?
Well, it certainly does. At the moment, there are convention bureaus in Dublin, Cork, Kerry and Limerick, and in Northern Ireland, in Derry and Belfast. So we have a huge advantage over other counties along the Western Seaboard, for example, who are all competing for conference business. But I think we have a head start because we have a convention bureau. And I think it's really finding its feet at this stage and proven to be very effective in attracting conventions to the county. And even for the future, for anyone considering holding events in Kerry, I think the fact that the summit will be so successful that a number of other organisations and corporate bodies and so on will look at Kerry as a destination, and they will be able to go to the Convention Bureau for advice in venue, site inspections, you know, for developing their business case, for creating itineraries within the county, and also for community and stakeholder engagement as well. So having, to answer your question, having a convention bureau in Kerry is a huge advantage, and certainly Megan Cassidy would be the first to accept that it gave the whole summit a major boost.
And getting back to the Global Economic Summit then, can you talk to us about some of the speakers and the topics that will be discussed at it?
Well, some of the speakers really are probably the best speakers you could get for any summit in the whole world. And when you look at Davos, for example, in Switzerland, definitely this is the equivalent of Davos. And I suppose there's similarities between Davos and Killarney, because Davos is a major tourism centre in Switzerland for skiing and other sports. And Killarney, obviously, is Ireland's, I suppose, main tourism destination. So there's that connection between both places, I think, that could ensure the continuity of the summit. And this is the intention of the organisers for the future. But when you look at the speakers, Prince Albert II of Monaco, for example, Kathy Hochul, Governor of New York, who has Kerry connections, and hopefully while she's here will meet those people. Then you have Mairead McGuinness, who's a very good friend of mine, actually. She's the European Commissioner. Anne O'Leary, another friend of mine. She's head of Meta Ireland. And then people like Angela Wilkinson, and she's CEO of World Energy Council. And these are just some of the caliber of speakers that are going to be performing at the summit. And then when you look at, I suppose, the range of subjects, for example, energy has become a major issue now in Ireland. And one of the major topics will be driving the energy transition and achieving global partnerships to reach shared targets. And Angela Wilkinson will be addressing that issue. And as I said, she is CEO of the World Energy Council. Prince Albert as well will be addressing that issue. And then because of climate change now that we're experiencing to some extent in Ireland, I suppose for the past year with the level of rainfall we had. So there's one on climate and energy sustainability, and also sustainability in the built environment and just creating long-term value for society as regards the building environment. And the whole area of fintech, which is very important. Fintech is an abbreviation for financial and technology, and it's basically the use of technology to deliver financial services and products for consumers. And so there's going to be huge emphasis in that as well. So they're coming into county, where we're very fortunate to have the RDI Hub in Killorgan. It's just out the road from Killarney, and some very exciting developments are going on presently in the RDI Hub. And they'll be fascinated, because I travelled around the Silicon Valley, maybe it's over 10 years ago now, the last time I was there, but there's nothing to compare with it anywhere else, I think, in the world. it has been there because of huge investment by FEXCO, but also by MTU and Kerry County Council. So I think they'll be fascinated by that, the people that will come. And then, as regards leadership, I suppose Anne O'Leary is one of the most successful women leaders in the country. She'd be looking at innovation through impactful leadership, and that's going to be a very important contribution as well. And one of the most important sessions will be on the future of the healthcare and public health systems globally, but also as they relate to Ireland. So a few experts will be looking at the technological transformation of healthcare, and there'll be panels speaking on that, and that's going to be very interesting as well. And because Kerry is such a tourism county, and especially Killarney being the centre of Irish tourism, there'll be a session on sustainable tourism, and that's going to be introduced by Myra Morrell, CEO of Kerry County Council. And could I say as well, I connected Megan with Myra Morrell and Kerry County Council at the early stage, and Kerry County Council were most accommodating, and we're fortunate that Kerry County Council are so positive as regards tourism promotion and indeed industrial promotion. But that was another factor, I think, in the summit coming here, but also the fact that they had the cooperation of the County Council as well as the Bureau. Both factors, I think, were very important, the support from both the County Council and the Bureau.
And who exactly then is the Global Economic Summit aimed at? What kind of delegates will be attending?
Well, there'll be delegates attending from all over the world, from government agencies, from NGOs, from private corporations. So it'll be very broad audience. And as you can see from the subjects, it's going to attract people from different backgrounds, different expertise. So it's not focused on any particular area, but on a number of areas. So that's why, so there'll be very broad spread of delegates there. And I think that's why the program is so broad, that it's going to attract people from various different backgrounds and so on, and expertise and different professionals and so forth. So it's going to be a very interesting mix of people.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned some of them there. There's over 70 speakers over the 3 days, including Prince Albert of Monaco, Tedros Ghebreyesus from the World Health Organization. You mentioned the Governor of New York. There'll also be the Commissioner for Social Security with the Biden administration and the AI advisor to Pope Francis. Absolutely a phenomenal calibre there. And there are also three Kerry ambassadors confirmed as speakers for the Global Economic Summit: Dr. Tony Murphy, Tom O'Sullivan and Áine Moriarty. Now, Kerry, and I suppose especially Killarney, is already hugely popular in terms of tourism and hosting conferences. But with this calibre of speakers and delegates that will be attending the Global Economic Summit, do you think that this will open up Killarney and Kerry to potentially more high-profile events?
Well, I certainly think it will. And I mentioned Davos in Switzerland. I think Killarney can become the Davos of Ireland and can attract similar attention from around the world as Davos in Switzerland. So I think there's a huge opportunity here. And Killarney, and indeed all of Kerry, it has both the physical infrastructure now, the built infrastructure, and of course the natural infrastructure as well, which is very important. And when you look at, for example, MTU, which I'm chairperson, and the facilities that it has with the Kerry Sports Academy, and the new STEM building is going to be a state-of-the-art building, and that'll be ready next year. There'll be huge opportunities there for using some of the lecture theatres in there for conferences as well. And then the announcement of the new National Park for Kerry, that's going to be another major attraction for Kerry. So we are just very fortunate in this county at the moment that we have centres like Killarney, that we have five-star hotels in Killarney and a hotel like the Hotel Europe. Actually, I worked there for three summers from 1980 to 82. At the time, it was the only hotel in Kerry apart from the Dunloe that had a swimming pool. And I remember we used to be training in Killarney, so my fellow teammates had access to the pool, obviously, when I was in charge of it. So it was a very important part of our training regime at that particular time for, I suppose, cooling down afterwards. It was very important. So the Europe Hotel is exceptional, and it's one of the finest hotels in the world. And this summit now is going to be built around Europe. And I think because of that and all the other natural advantages and the Kerry Convention Bureau, I think we have a great chance now of keeping this going for the future, and it could even go from strength to strength.
Mm-hmm. I suppose looking at the timing of the Global Economic Summit, global leaders are going to be gathering in Killarney to discuss challenges at a time when there's so much conflict in the world. Could you talk to us about that, about the timing, and I suppose about how apt it is when there's so much conflict now?
Well, I think it is. And, you know, even in Killarney, when you have so many families there and individuals from the Ukraine, and I'm sure that the delegates coming to this summit will be made aware of that, or they will meet them, you know, in hospitality and elsewhere. So it is, at this time, between what's happening in Gaza and Ukraine, definitely the world seems to be very destabilized at the moment and unsettled. But events like this can help in various ways. It can help to give hope to people for the future, to give them confidence that society will prevail, that people can cooperate and learn from each other. And you know, we've had two world wars in the 20th century and many more, I suppose, war experiences in Korea and elsewhere. But the world did prevail, and it will again. And both Ukraine and Gaza, in time, the problem there will resolve itself, admittedly at a major cost of life and so on. So this event in Killarney now, the summit, will just help people to ensure that they will have faith in the world in the future, and that there are so many new ideas and initiatives out there that will ensure that economic life will continue in various different ways. So I think that's why having a summit like this at this time will just help people and I suppose give them an assurance that, you know, life continues despite what's happening in the world at this moment of time. So I think it's appropriate at this time, and it's timely that we would have something very positive happening in Ireland and in the world at this time as well, because it will get a lot of international coverage, there's no doubt about it.
As a founding Kerry ambassador and also as chair of the governing body of Munster Technological University, with its business events infrastructure, including the Kerry Sports Academy, do you think that there are further conference or investment opportunities that you could use your profile and experience to attract to Kerry to further drive economic growth and to raise the county's profile as a place to do business?
Oh, certainly there is. For example, when JRI came to Tralee through Shane Welsh, I had very close contact with him at that time. But the reason why Shane came here was because he's a huge connection with Ballybunion. His wife is from Ballybunion, and he wanted to rear his family basically in Kerry and in Ballybunion. And JRI was relocated from Bangalore in India, and started off with maybe 13 people. Now it has over 200 and growing. And recently, Astellas. The reason why Astellas located in the park adjacent to the MTU was because of the existence of MTU. And certainly that made a very strong statement about the importance of MTU. So I think it gives us a huge platform now on which to promote Kerry for the future. And I'm convinced that you will see more industry coming to Kerry as a result of MTU. And also conferences and summits like what's taking place in Killarney in May.
Looking at the Kerry Ambassador Programme, can you talk about the depth of experience that all of the 37 founding ambassadors have and the potential that they collectively bring for Kerry?
Yeah, it's just 37 people. There are probably hundreds more out there with Kerry connections that will become ambassadors in the future. But it's a very important collection of people. And they have expertise in so many different areas, and both the financial, the health, the legal, the environmental area, and education. So they go right across a broad spectrum. And in the past, actually, when I was in the Dáil, myself and Gerald Keelan-Kissan, who was at the time was a partner in KPMG, and she was very much involved with the Kerry Association in Dublin. We set up a group. It was a very business-like group. We had about maybe 400 members, but I could see the value of it at that particular time. It was a LinkedIn group. And if there were ever any high-profile people in Dublin with Kerry connections, I'd bring them in to the AV room in the Dáil, and we would send out just a notice. We'd usually get 80 to 100 people to come in to the AV room. But it was very important that it was done. It wasn't done for any political motives. It was very private, but people got huge benefit from it. So I could see as an expansion of that with more people out there who are now trending in maybe various ways in companies right all over the world. I could see an expansion of the ambassador program for the benefit of Kerry. I'm convinced of that. And I think that the Kerry ambassador program will be used as an example by other counties as well in the future of how successful it can be.
Finally, Jimmy, for anyone who is interested in finding out more about the Global Economic Summit in Killarney, is the event website the best place to go to for information and to book up?
It certainly is. And also for the opening evening, which is highly recommendable, there are still tables available. And I think for the organisers, it's very important that there'd be big buy-in from the local business community especially. And I would appeal to any of the companies, businesses in Kerry that haven't taken tables already, that they should seriously consider taking a table. It should be a very good evening if they wanted to entertain clients or whatever, but also it would be making a statement as well to the organisers that there's a big buy-in and there's major support from Kerry, from the Kerry community for this event.
Mm-hmm. So globaleconomicsummit.ie, that's the website. Okay, Jimmy, look, thanks so much for joining me and congratulations once again on being chosen as one of the 37 founding ambassadors of the Kerry Ambassador Programme.
Well, thank you very much.
The Kerry Ambassador Programme, driving economic growth through business events and investment opportunities and raising Kerry's profile as a global business hub. For more, visit kerryconventionbureau.com/Kerry Ambassador.